Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Henry Wampa, says the central bank does not need parliamentary approval to access credit facility from the IMF, reacting to concerns raised by the minority with regards to the IMF bailout. Dr. Wampa said such a facility affects the balance sheet of the central bank, improves its reserves, and supports balance of payments. Dr. Wampa said this at a media briefing after a review of the economy. He said this is not the first time government, through the Bank of Ghana, has acquired such a facility, adding that the practice is common in other countries.
The Bank of Ghana does not go to Parliament for approval of the facilities it takes. And this is clearly a facility that was available to the central bank. We have the facility and it affects only our balance sheet. It improves our results and the main purpose is to support balance of payment. And it is what we use also for intervention and so on. So this is not a government, it is a Bank of Ghana handling. And this is not the first time we are taking it in the past, so all the times that we have had that support, we've been taking this, and I don't remember going to Parliament. If you look at the letter of intent, it's signed by both the Minister of Finance and the Central Bank Governor. Those two will be signing because there are aspects that of the program as a whole, there are aspects that the Minister of Finance is responsible for, and those are the fiscal consolidation report, and they are derived from the budget. If you look at the IMF program, targets, all the government, they are consistent with the budget, the revised budget that the minister wants to parliament for. So those have had in effect parliament approval. The aspect of it that involves the central bank, apart from the issues on reserves and so on, is the lending that we get from the central bank. And let me say that this is very common. Most of the countries don't require parliamentary approval for the central bank.
Answering a question on whether Ghana has already entered the threshold of a highly indebted poor country, HIPIC, Dr. Wampa said although the country's debt stock currently stands at 94.5 billion cedis, that is 70.9% of GDP, Ghana cannot be described as a HIPIC country. He said a country's status as HIPIC lies with its government.
To go in HIPIC is a conscious decision by the country to say that I'm going with it. You can say that it has reached levels that were similar to pre-HIPIC levels, but I'm not sure that it's a, to go in HIPIC is a decision by government. It is not automatic that at some level you should go in HIPIC. So then it's based on DSAs, not just a simple GDP to be based on a whole sustainability analysis, and I'm not sure that would reflect what you are saying. I'm not saying it will not, but I'm not sure.
Meanwhile, the Minister of Finance, Seth Tepe, will from next week lead a delegation for the roadshow on the Eurobond facility. Dr. Wampa said part of the proceeds from the Eurobond will be used to pay off old debts.
The Eurobond roadshow will start a week from today, start on Tuesday. We will leave Accra on Monday and we'll start on Tuesday when we get to London. So that is the point of start for the Eurobond show. The Eurobond, what it will do to the debt level. So part of it will be replacing old debt, I mean domestic debt. So it is not all going to increase the debt level. Because the debt level, the projection for the year, I'm sure, will be based on what is government deficit for the year, therefore government borrowing, and that is still within the program of the budget, and therefore I don't see that as a reaching very dangerous. Currently, what we estimate is about 70% of GDP, so a little over 70%. Now let me say, the last month, that's in June, so the main thing that between May and June, the difference is due mainly to exchange rate effect for virtually swaps. So if the exchange rate were stable, it would stay at the 67% of GDP instead of the 70+%.